Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, later today, at around 1:45 to 1:55, there'll be an announcement from TAB on who their Everest horse will be. But already there is Parada for trainer Greg Hickman. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's he doing spelling out in that big paddock of his?
Yeah, no, he does what he does best and eats. And the thing that they reported back yesterday, they said he didn't come back as flat as what he did last time. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, you haven't taken him right to the top then. He still had a little bit left. He's improving.
Well, I thought when he pulled up after he won the other day, I thought, I mean, it seemed like he just had a barrier trial and that's how he sort of come home. So it was pretty pleasing.
Yeah. So how long, I'm trying to think now, how many weeks ago that was, how many weeks does he have in the paddock?
I guess 6 weeks in the paddock, Andrew. It probably comes around about end of June he comes back. So, I mean, that'll give him 6 weeks off and I've got a little plan inside. So, and then we'll head to the Everest, hopefully.
When the announcement was made 2 or 3 weeks ago that the slot was there through Aquis, it came out basically you're aiming the horse solely at the Everest. Do you think we'll see him before the race?
Oh, for sure. I think he'll have, yeah, I mean, there's the lead-up races that most of them take. You know, I mean, he'll have his two trials and run in the Concorde and, you know, maybe we'll just see how he goes over the shorter distance, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And we'll aim that way to go to the Everest.
Yep, understand. But the good thing is you're able to aim there now that you know you've got the slot. In negotiation, I haven't asked you this off air either, so I'll ask it on air. When negotiations were going on, and then it was realised that the horse was going to race on for Aquis and run in the Everest, what were your thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, my thoughts were a little bit 50-50. I mean, would have liked to have seen him go to the stud, but in saying that, as I said a while ago, how well he pulled up, I think he deserves a chance. I think the horse deserves a chance where I know how good he is, but I'd just like to see everyone else knows how good he is.
Yeah, understand. Well, we certainly saw a bit of that. Let's hope he has that little an extra few weeks off there, end of June, and we'll see him back once we approach the Everest. That's Parada. What about tomorrow for our listeners? Top Striker, you had to do plenty of work there last time on the Kensington track.
Yeah, we've probably got to do the same. If you have a look at his stats, what good barrier gets to, what bad barrier gets, I think he's had 23 starts with 20 bad barriers, so there's a better chance when he's drawn inside and he doesn't have to be pulled around too much. So I think he comes in a few tomorrow. His work's been excellent. His attitude is great. The bin's been empty, which, I mean, always pleases me, and he'll be on his game.
I'm just going to get up because you're right with those scratchings. There's a few of them now that have popped up into the system for this program. Star Reflections come out. Miss Q's come out and Got the Gosses come out. Remarkably, they've all drawn outside you, so you don't change at this stage, Greg.
No, well, we don't have to fight them off if they want to get over the top of us.
Yeah, no, exactly. Can't believe that. Three scratchings and they're all drawn wider. But listening to you there, he's just continuing to train on with his attitude.
This has been his best preparation, I feel. I mean, he won really well first up, and as you said, he did it a bit tough the other day. And I mean, he's pleased since his run. I mean, I'm looking at him now. He's bright in the eye, and he's happy. And I mean, that's the best way to have him.
Yep, understand. Brace is the other one. We've had this run of fine weather. You just would have liked a little bit of rain, I guess.
Well, they both can handle the sting out of ground, so. You know what I mean? I'm not going to break a drought. So, look, he's done well through the week. Should get a nice run from the good barrier. And, look, his run was terrific the other day, I thought.
Yeah, look, obviously, you know, the barrier around Kenzo just didn't help, but he was closing off.
Yeah, no, he was. And I just think, yeah, look, he could be a nice one to put in the exotics.
Yep, understand. That's Braces, race three, number three tomorrow. All right, Mabel, good luck with those pair, and we'll certainly stay in contact with your Everest horse along the way. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.